welcome back to our divine office. I'm here to rest with you as we pray morning prayer at the end of this morning. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Peter the Blessed, given power by Christ's command, with awe and wonder breaks the chains that shackle him. He keeps the sheepfold, holy teacher of the church. The flock's true shepherd, he preserves and guards the sheep. The savage fury of the wolves he keeps at bay, and whatsoever Peter strictly binds on earth, the same in heaven shall be bound with equal strength. And whatsoever he has judged shall loose on earth, it shall be loosed high above the firmament. At this world's ending he shall stand to judge the age. Praise to the Father, endless glory through all time, all rule and splendor be to you, begotten Son. All power and honor to the Holy Paraclete, so to the perfect, undivided, three in one, be all salvation through the ages evermore. Amen. The Lord said to Simon, "There is no need to be afraid. From now on you will be a fisher of men." O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, to see your strength and your glory. The Lord said to Simon, "There is no need to be afraid. From now on you will be a fisher of men. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. On this day of apostolic joy, help us remember all the good that you've done for us. Give us unfailing light, and make us beacons of your light to others. Make us agents of your light to others. The Lord said to Simon, "There is no need to be afraid. From now on you will be a fisher of men. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. How blessed are you, Simon Peter, for that witness." Our next prayer is from Daniel chapter 3. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. You waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you armies or hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishaiah, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. How blessed are you, Simon Peter, for that witness. The Lord said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Psalm 149, the joy of God's holy people. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever. Amen. The Lord said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Our very short reading is from Acts chapter 15. God selected me to be the one from whose lips the Gentiles would hear the message of the gospel and believe. God, who reads the hearts of men, showed his approval by granting the Holy Spirit to them just as he did to us. He made no distinction between them and us, but purified their hearts by means of faith also. Responsory prayer. You have made them rulers over all the earth. They will always remember your name, O Lord. Response, over all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You have made them rulers over all the earth. Canticle of Zechariah, Antiphon. The Lord said to Simon Peter, I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. On the foundation stones of the heavenly Jerusalem, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb are written. Actually, that's the wrong one. The Lord said to Simon Peter, I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned to me, you must strengthen the faith of your brothers. So again, sometimes I used to put a lot of pressure on myself to meditate on all these things. And I think it's nice when you're first starting to meditate on them. But, you know, just don't put that much pressure on yourself. It's good to listen and have holy thoughts, like I'm having holy thoughts about my life now. So there's no need to be over-pressuring ourselves to have a meditation time throughout the prayer of the office. Though I won't deny that hearing the Word of God and thinking about it is an important part of it. There can be all different ways of praying it at different times in your life. Intercessions for February 22nd. Beloved friends, we have inherited heaven along with the apostles. Let us give thanks to the Father for all his gifts. And the response for that will be, the company of apostles praises you, O Lord. We'll do it once after each one, since it's a special day, with a special response. Praise be to you, Lord, for the banquet of Christ's body and blood given us through the apostles, which refreshes us and gives us life. The company of apostles praises you, O Lord. Praise be to you, Lord, for the feast of your word prepared for us by the apostles, giving us light and joy. The company of apostles praises you, O Lord. Praise be to you, Lord, for your holy church, founded on the apostles, where we are gathered together into your community. The company of apostles praises you, O Lord. Praise be to you, Lord, for the cleansing power of baptism and penance that you have entrusted to your apostles, through which we are cleansed of our sins. The company of apostles praises you, O Lord. So even though these things are all praising God for what he's done, I will intercede also. We pray for your intercessions. We ask God that we will be able to praise him for many answered prayers at the end of this Lent and as we join into Easter. And for any personal intentions that are particularly urgent and pressing upon you, the company of apostles praises you, O Lord. Gathering all of our prayers into one, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. All-powerful Father, you built your church on the rock of St. Peter's Confession of Faith. May nothing divide or weaken our unity in faith and love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So you see, it's only 12 minutes long for morning prayer if you do it the short way. As I said, there's many different ways to pray the rosary, you know. What's the point of that different? There's many different spectrums of participation in the prayer form that we call the rosary. So, you know, when I first started, I loved the intellectual side of the office, and I think that's really good for begin. It's really important when you're first starting out to really learn how to meditate on the Psalms and kind of learn building blocks about how to do mental prayer and how to speak to God. So I still speak to God, and I think that's one of the greatest things. But for example, it's not that bad to be sitting there, say, in the office and thinking, okay, what's automatically coming to my mind about my day that I can bring into prayer with God? It's not a bad way to participate in the divine office either. But anyway, I hope that we all learn how to take advantage of the rich treasury of prayer that is within the Catholic Church, and I'm going to let you go now.